All right, thank you, Professor Ortega, for the introduction. Certainly my co-authors, Brent Langelier and Rosa Elena Garcia, and the Food and Nutrition Program Planning Committee for inviting us to present today. The title of our first presentation is Putting Corner Store Makeovers in Context, Food Venues in East Los Angeles. Corner store makeovers or small store interventions, they've become quite the popular strategy to increase healthy food availability and improve dietary behavior in many communities. But in many underserved communities, these are two goals that are not the easiest to accomplish. Before I continue, just so you know, I have no financial or off-label disclosures to make. Okay, to maximize the potential impact of a corner store intervention in East LA or really in any community, it requires an understanding of both the local food retail market as well as an understanding of the community's perceptions of corner stores or just their general impressions of the food environment. So we employed a mixed methods approach to understanding this. We first conducted or used GIS mapping of food outlet data to understand the distribution of supermarkets, fast food restaurants, and liquor stores. The definition of liquor stores for some of the maps you'll see incorporated some of these smaller corner stores, convenience stores, and how that relates to other areas of LA County. We also, with support from a community advisory board, which is solid and very helpful for a number of our community engaged activities, we were able to conduct 10 focus groups with 92 East LA adult residents. They were mostly female Latinas. And we wanted to discuss, among a number of issues or other issues, what are the facilitators and barriers to healthy food access? What are their general perceptions of corner stores? How often do they use them? What types of food do they purchase there? As well as what are some of their ideas on increasing foot traffic to made-over corner stores? And these are some images, if you're wondering, of some of the corner stores that we've worked with. This was our first intervention corner store. You're seeing some facade improvements, but certainly the makeover incorporated a number of other changes, which I believe Brent can introduce as well. But we'll talk about it throughout the presentation today. So, using commercial data, we used retail categories, and these were maps, side-by-side maps produced by my friend Brent, that look at the distribution and the density of chain supermarkets and healthy supermarkets throughout LA County. Defined healthy supermarkets as Whole Foods, Fresh and Easy, Trader Joe's, and as you'll see in a second, these happen to be stores that residents in East LA perceive as preferred healthy stores. The blue arrow is pointing to our community of interest, East LA, and the darker shade of green in each map, the more respective establishments there are in each map. So as you can see, there seems to be a good number of chain supermarkets. I would imagine those are 11 or more stores for a chain, and the lower border of East LA, but there's a complete absence of these preferred healthy stores that were mentioned by the residents, but also defined from our retail categories that we use in our commercial data. We also looked at the distribution of fast food restaurants and liquor stores throughout LA County, and we found that East LA is home to a good number of these establishments, as indicated by the darker shades of red within the borders of East LA. Putting it all together, we find that East LA tends to be home to a less healthy mix of food retail. Areas with limited to no supermarkets and plenty of fast food restaurants and liquor stores are indicated by darker shades of red, whereas areas with supermarkets and less fast food restaurants and liquor stores are indicated in green. No matter how you look at it, these maps show that East LA can be characterized by what some have referred to as a food desert, a junk food oasis, or a food swamp. Plenty of opportunities to get food, but sometimes what's the most easiest is not necessarily the healthiest. Now, in terms of the barriers to healthy food access that were illustrated by the commercial data, we found some consistency with what we heard during our focus group discussions: a lack of access to some preferred healthy foods or preferred markets, plenty of fast food and liquor outlets, as well as a general perception of lower quality fruits and vegetables in East LA compared to other places in LA County. Regarding some of the facilitators of healthy food access, I mentioned coupons and weekly specials. Many families would travel far and wide and go to multiple supermarkets or markets for these deals. They added transportation programs for free shuttle rides in exchange for purchasing a certain amount of groceries at some of the larger stores. However, some of the residents did add that the amount that one had to spend to qualify for the free shuttle ride it tended to be cost prohibitive at times based on how often they would go shopping. And also, it just didn't make sense. It wasn't convenient because they tend to go to multiple stores if they're looking for these deals for different items. In essence, many people in the community, if they're looking for healthy food that's on sale, what that means is multiple bus rides carting groceries. This quote captures, this is just one resident's thoughts, but it captures a number of other people's thoughts in the focus group around a disparity with these preferred healthy stores in LA County. Why isn't there a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's in the heart of East LA? Why is it that we don't see certain types of superstores or marketplaces in this community? Similar marketplaces that my friends and I were walking around the Mission District, we saw small stores with great produce sections. That's what they're looking for. So when they talk about marketplaces, they're not just talking about Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and Fresh and Easy. They're just looking for these sort of small markets with healthy produce sections. There's not a lot out there in East LA. In terms of how they perceive corner stores, these quotes capture some impressions that were reiterated during each of the focus groups. The quality is very poor. Prices are double compared to larger markets. You're not going to find anything fresh. You're going to find expired canned items, junk food. In addition, they tend to use corner stores not for major purchases, but for last-minute purchases. When they're in a pinch and they need something right away, maybe in like emergencies, like, oh man, I forgot to get onions, so we go over really quick. Something really small, but never to buy like full groceries or anything like that. They also mentioned safety concerns around some corner stores, those associated with both criminal activity, but also just the general safety of food sold in the corner store. A lot of guys hang out to the side of the corner stores drinking their beer. Those places are usually surrounded by people that are dangerous. Some residents talked about that they don't feel safe going in the evenings or at nighttime, or they don't feel safe sending their children to go pick up some things. Certain things are not necessarily kept at temperatures that they are supposed to. They have flies running around. Other people commented sticky floors, not friendly corner store owners. In terms of what East LA wants in a corner store is what I would imagine most people would want in a store, a place where there's good quality food. You're going to go in and it's not going to be expired. Everything's going to be fresh, that it's clean. A place where the owner is very friendly, where they take care of their surrounding, the community. So the parents feel very safe telling their kids to go to the man on the corner. They know the name of the guy and they feel safe to send their kids to buy stuff. Recap. East LA, the East LA food environment can be characterized as a food swamp. Most use corner stores for emergencies only due to negative perceptions around price, inventory, food quality, store environment. This last quote, I think, provides a nice segue into our next presentation, which discusses how we evaluated a corner store's candidacy for a makeover. And this arose during discussions at a focus group where residents were talking about, okay, we know what we would like to see in corner stores, but would merchants actually make these changes to increase their stock of healthy foods? Which merchants? So, haven't you thought of dressing up where you have the produce? He's going to laugh and say, look, I make my money with alcohol and tobacco. When people come here and buy potatoes, it's because they have to. So I can't compete with Vons or all these other stores. So I'm going to keep it as clean as I can, but only to a certain point. Very few stores, corner stores, are going to go out of their way. Thank you.